And the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate, Peer VA Clinic, May Adam, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning, it's Miss Rodeo South Dakota Lady in Waiting. Not for very long, though, but it's Adrian Shoneman. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me. And yeah, like I said, right now you are the Lady in Waiting, but coming up here on the 8th, you get the big title.
Yes, yes. January 8th here in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where I'm from, I'll have my coronation event, and it'll be the crowning moment, literally. It'll be the moment where the crown is placed on my head and then officially become Miss Rodeo South Dakota.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on that. What did it take for you to get to this point?
Well, this has kind of been, a 10-year journey for me. So I started rodeo queening at the age of 13 and started with my first title in Ashley, North Dakota, because pretty close to that part of the state. But yeah, started then, and it's just been a journey. And of course, had the pageant this year in Brookings, South Dakota, November 4th through the 6th, I think it was. And then went through the events there and did well. And so now I'm looking forward to 2022 year representing as Miss Rodeo South Dakota.
Very nice. Now, for those of us who aren't real familiar with what it takes to become a rodeo queen, what kind of things do you have to do to get that title?
Yeah, so for the pageant, there's a couple of elements that you have to partake in. So, of course, instead of a normal pageant where you would do a talent or singing or dancing, I'm not much of a singer or dancer, we actually partake in horsemanship. So for the Miss Rodeo South Dakota pageant, we rode a stock contractor horse. And at that moment, we, drew the name for our horse, got in the arena, did a pattern. And then, of course, outside of horsemanship, we do a speech, we do written tests, we do several interviews. So it's a, like a 3-day job interview, essentially. But it's a really cool experience. And I'm very, very grateful to be a part of it this year.
Yeah, and this is a great achievement for you, becoming Miss Rodeo South Dakota, which to do this over the course of the year, you have to raise your own funds, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an unpaid job, and it's a great experience, and get to see things and do things. But that's the purpose of my coronation event on January 8th is to serve as a fundraiser for the upcoming year. Because, of course, you have to represent the state of South Dakota by traveling the country, going to so many states and events within our state. So, yeah, that's the purpose. We'll have a live auction and a silent auction. And yeah, it'll be fun. Of course, a meal and dancing and socializing, but it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, it sounds like it is going to be a great time. And you talked about different events. What are some of the events that you're going to be taking part in the coming year? And I know you have to have a platform. Tell us what your platform is for the year.
Yeah, so my platform is entitled Mentoring Matters. It's something that's near and dear to me and something that I think is very necessary. If you look at the agricultural community, our demographic is shrinking. There are more and more of us having to, leave the farm to go work in town, and less of us that are directly handling the food that goes on our plate every day or the clothes that goes on our backs. So it's important to be a mentor, not only as an educator for agriculture, but rodeo, because there's so many individuals that question our state sport, and it stems, I believe, from ignorance, and there just needs to be a mentor and educator, and something that's very, I grew up showing cattle in 4-H and showing horses, and I attribute my success to the mentors that I had growing up. And so with Mentoring Matters, I like to have the overall idea, imagine how good rodeo queening would be if everyone who had ever done it took someone under their wing and said, I like what you're doing, but maybe if you change this, if you did this, and I can apply that same mentality to so many things in life. And so that's why the Mentoring Matters is so, so important to me, because there needs to be more mentors, there needs to be more educators and advocates for agriculture and rodeo.
Absolutely. I think that is a great platform. You know, when I was a kid, I was a longtime 4-H'er as well. You know, grew up around horses and loving that industry and getting that love out to other people and sharing it with them. I think that's important. So that is a great thing.
Yeah. And it's something that, you know, brought me and my family so much joy going to all the 4-H events growing up and showing cattle. We were very passionate into doing that and going down the road as a family. And so I just want to share that love and that, you know, joy and engagement with so many people this year. And going through my year, I'll have the opportunity to go to, in January, I'm in the process of setting up that schedule, but I'll head to Dallas for a week, and then I'll head to Denver, and then I'll come back to South Dakota at the end of the month for the Rapid City Stock Show. And it's just like that through the next 365 days. I'll go, you know, here in the state, here in the country, and I'm so excited for it. You know, some highlights of my year that I'm looking forward to is I have a week and a half long trip planned in the freezing February of South Dakota to head down to Florida.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to some beach time. Well, hopefully the snow is a little milder here.
Absolutely. Adrian, it's going to be a busy year from the sounds of it. But a good year. I'm so happy for you. And we can follow you along. You've got a Facebook page, and people can see what you've got, you know, happening and maybe how they can help out. Because if folks can't make it to the coronation, is there still a way for them to help you and raise those funds?
Yeah. So if you can't make it to coronation and still would like to donate or support, you can reach out to me on social media platforms. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as Miss Rodeo South Dakota. And as well as we have a website, Miss Rodeo SD.com. Yeah, you can reach out to me on those platforms and share your support, and we would love to have everyone possible. So if you're around Aberdeen, we would love to have you there for the January 8th event.
And if there are folks that are going to be there, they want to get their tickets, how do they do that, Adrian?
Just reaching out to me. So you can pay at the door, and that'll get you in and get you a plate, and then you can hang out for the dinner and dancing and auction. It'll just be a high energy event.
It definitely sounds like it. So enjoy your coronation, and I know you're going to have a busy and successful and fun year ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm very, very excited and excited to share that with everyone in South Dakota and, you know, represent this state to the best of my ability.
That sounds great. And we'll have to have you back, you know, later on in the year and see how things have been going for you.
Yes, sir. It would be fun to do an update and kind of share some more stories of things that I've gotten to see and do.
Absolutely. We look forward to that. So we'll work that on down the line.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning, Adrian. And, you know, the year ahead, like I said, it's going to be busy. It's going to be fun. And we look forward to following along. And thank you so much for joining us here on People in Your Neighborhood.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And there is the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate, the PRVA Clinic, May Adam, and Vista Care.